O Lord, do I put my trust? Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defence to save me. For thou art my rock and fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit thy spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and has not shut me up in the hand of my enemy, for thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed in grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was reproached among my enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear of mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of my mind. I am a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many, fear on every side while they took counsel against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thine hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in secret in thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me marvellous kindness in a strong city. For I have said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, as some of you know, in this past year, my parents moved from a large house in the country to a smaller house in town. That was quite a milestone for them and also for us, their children. We will remember 2023 as the year in which that shift happened. But as part of that move, my parents also gave me a few boxes of stuff that I had deposited with them a few years ago. As I was sorting through the boxes, I came across envelopes of receipts from my student days when I kept a very exact accounting system with even the supermarket till dockets from all those years ago filed. As I looked over these receipts, I realized how much prices had changed. There was beef mince for $2.99 a kilo, 500 grams of butter for $1.25. Only the tin of baked beans had not changed that drastically. It already was $1 back in my early student days. Over the years, inflation and price increases were small but consistent. We hardly noticed them at the time, but once we look back over the years, we do notice how much they have changed. As we look back on this past year, there would have been both the dramatic and the subtle, slow changes in 2023. This is both the case for us personally and as a congregation, as well as a nation and a world. At times, the small, subtle changes that we hardly notice, build up to something that over time develops into something quite dramatic. We may only get to see that with the benefit of hindsight. Well, or maybe only the next generation may see the dramatic changes that happened in our time that for us seemed quite natural. As those who live through history, we may sometimes have difficulties judging the true extent of our own times. The most noticeable changes are a sudden stop of activities or the death of someone dear. The past year has seen goodbyes from parishioners and death in our families. When someone is no longer there who used to be a constant presence, we feel the loss quite acutely. When a life of activity is cut off, this may be even harder. With a gradual withdrawal from activities and slow decline, the immediate sense of change may not be so severe. As I look back over the past year, while there have been significant changes in the lives of some parishioners, the parish overall has seemed relatively stable. We have had our normal services throughout the seasons. But services during Holy Week were a bit different this year. Still, I think not many people will remember that now at the end of the year it was something different at the time. Some people joined the roster, others had to leave it. Morning tea is becoming more part of parish life again, though we haven't returned to the number of social events that were there before COVID. There were some initiatives that in future we may see as the beginning of change, or maybe not, like the parish mission action plan, the preparation for the sale of the tennis courts, the planning to upgrade the hall complex, or the diocesan strategic review. Some have seen such initiatives before with few results. Others still set great store on processes and strategic plans. Well, while the deliberations of humans can have significant consequences, they seldom come to fruition in the way envisaged. The book of Proverbs says, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." And maybe that is good that way. After all, if the plans, decisions, and choices of humans were to really come to their logical conclusion, then we probably would be in more of a mess than we are in even now. But all this uncertainty means that now and here we may feel anxious and worried. It's only in hindsight that we can look back and reflect with sadness, but also profound thankfulness on past events. Today our first reading was from Psalm 31. That's a prayer that comes from an anxious heart. It's a prayer in times of trouble, but at the beginning and at its heart is a sense of trust in God. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. It seems that even Jesus on the cross, when he was the furthest away from God, when all the sins of the world were pressing on him, prayed part of the psalm, Psalm 31. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. There is no time, no place, no situation, no trouble when we cannot put our trust in God, even when the situation seems hopeless. Well, the psalm also talks a bit about the enemies. Unlike in this psalm or in the psalms in general, we might not spell out the enemies that make our life miserable, or maybe we do. However, we have all been subject to hostility. It is at such times that we are called to seek God, to put our trust in the Lord, even when our situation does not seem that good. Many have experienced that they had not been handed over to the enemy, so to say, but rather that God has set their feet in a spacious place. Instead of the pressures of life constricting what they are about, they have experienced God's freedom. They can breathe, can see the goodness of God and the beauty of the world. Maybe that has also been our experience after times of trouble. The difficulties will not be undone, but with God, we can see them in a new perspective. And then at the center of the psalm, we are taken again into the deep distress of the psalmist. My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction. I suspect that we have felt like that at some point in our life, and yet it is exactly at such times that we can turn to God. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. When we look back at the end of the year and forward to a new year, whether we are in distress or we are thankful, we can say that our times are in God's hands. Our life finds meaning in God, the part of our life that has passed and the part that is yet to come. And then the psalm returns back to those enemies. But despite the evil that humans are capable of, those that the psalm calls enemies, God's goodness still shines through. Despite the miseries that people in their arrogance unleash, God's salvation still gives us life and meaning. I just want to raise a point here. While the psalm starkly differentiates the faithful on the one hand and the wicked on the other, often in life there's something of evil also in us. We also often, in our arrogance and sinfulness, go against God and participate in making the world a less godly place. And yet, even with that, there is a stark difference between those who trust in God and those who consider that they are always right, that they are entitled to all that life has to offer. For if we think that, then the enemies that obstruct our ambition really have to be destroyed. And then our own worth is determined by success, and success can be very fickle. In contrast, those who take refuge in God will receive his goodness. Those who take shelter in the presence of God are kept safe from the intrigues of men. It is because of this that the psalm can close with the words, "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." I think that is a good guide as we prepare to take leave of the year that was and get ready to enter into a new year. It is at times such as these that we can take a step back and see the work of God in our own lives, the life of the church, and in the course of the world.